All right, go ahead.
I'm calling together the St. Patal Historic Architectural Historic District Commission public hearing to order at 5/16/2022. Commissioners present are Francoise Elise, Richard Henderson, Barbara Leafman, Doug Miller. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the opening meeting law, including the July 16th, 2022 amendment, extending this suspension of these provisions until March 31st, 2023, we are conducting this meeting alone online to ensure public access to the deliberations of the St. Patal Historic District Commission. The public may also access this call through telephone and video conferencing. This hearing is being recorded for further conversations between the commissioners should be audible to the public in attendance until the hearing has adjourned. Are there any media or elected officials currently present? If so,
no media or elected officials yet.
Okay, please state your name, title, and affiliation. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We will repeat these instructions throughout the meeting.
Great job. Okay, so this is going to be a very quick meeting because we don't have any design review applications tonight. So all we have to do is approve the administrative items in mass, and then the ratification of the August and July public hearing minutes. So Francois, if you just want to read the application numbers and address, and then if you have any questions, ask them, and then we'll go to public comment, because I do think I see Jones here. So I think she has some questions and or comments in regards to the second application. So if you just want to read the application number and address into the record, you don't have to read the description.
Okay, so wait a minute. So it's the 921 agenda.
Yep.
Numbers, AP number 23.0181 SB 17 Durham Street.
Yep.
AP number 23.0213 SP Public Alley number 404.
Great. Is there any discussion between the commissioners about either of these applications?
I know a lot more about groundwater recharge wells now.
Good. Awesome. So you're going to be a pro. All right. Mm-hmm. So I'm not hearing any comments from the commission. Joan, do you have any questions, comments, or concerns? Let me see if I can. There you go.
Sorry. Sorry, that came up so fast. I had to.
Yeah.
I just basically am here to make sure that we understand the why and the timing and what exactly is happening with the alley, so that I can let the people know who abut the Midtown project. So
yeah.
I didn't think that it was right now was the time for questions. Is the project going to be discussed?
So no. So this project is, it meets all of the standards and criteria of the district. So it's being reviewed administratively. So there won't be any presentation currently. Okay. And I did send Lee the plans for this project. Did you have a chance to look at them?
I glanced at them, but my main question is mm-hmm. about the timing. And yes. When, I know that this is, as per my understanding of what is that it has to do with the eventual project and mm-hmm. and it has to do with improvements to the water and sewer, but mm-hmm. I guess like I said, I'm totally looking at it from a very practical standpoint. And so are you saying that actually this is just kind of a checking the box, you guys approving it, so you don't know anything about the timing?
So what I can tell you is our our approvals are good for 2 years. And as long as they apply for a building permit for this particular work within those 2 years, they do not need to return to our commission. Okay. If they do not apply for a building permit for this work before 2 years, they'll have to return again. Yeah, so that's really all we know about timing. We don't really have any information as far as when the project will be started by the actual property owner slash developer.
Okay. And do you mind, and please forgive me because this is the first time I'm really attending this meeting. So forgive me for spending time asking questions that you
That's
might
quite all right. Yeah. This but is a quick meeting.
Is this, it sounds to me like they're just trying to get all their ducks in a row, getting all the approvals through so that when it is time to break ground for these types of things, they can go. The fact that the people, the abutters, have gotten notification of this particular item isn't so much because it's going to happen soon, but just that it's one of a long line of things that have to meet approvals.
That's correct. Yeah. So this very minimally impacts our district as a commission. Obviously, it does impact the neighborhood, but as a commission in areas of our purview, the only thing we really regulate are the curbs and the sidewalks. Mm-hmm. So all of these changes, they conform again to our standards, but our standards for this type of project are very minimal.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks. I appreciate the questions.
Yeah. No, great. Awesome. Any other public comments? All right, so I'm not hearing any. Francois, if you just wanted to do a motion, unless there's any other further discussion.
I move
motion that. Would be, oh, go ahead, sorry.
I move that the administration review approval agenda be accepted.
I second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Hearing none, any opposed? Great. Motion passes. So both of the applications are approved. So moving on to the ratification of the July and August meeting minutes.
So it's for both of them?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Remember, I forgot to, there was some system error where it didn't send them to you last month. So I just put them both here.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't at the last meeting. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
It's okay.
So that was just reviewing the fence on St. Patolph Street, right?
Correct.
And then replacing windows with the exact existing condition?
Correct, yes.
And then in July, it was...
Let's take a look. July,
it... review hearing was determined to be exempt.
Yep. Right. And then in July, let's see. It was just the administrative items. Yeah.
So the removing of the fire escape and new copper flashing.
Correct. Yep.
I motion to approve both.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The motion carries.
Great. Okay. Staff updates. So I have some news. We're doing a little bit of reorganizing here. And so I will be transitioning off of the St. Patolph Commission.
Oh,
no.
So that I can focus more on preservation outreach to the city as a whole. The good news is that you are in extremely capable hands for an amazing and intelligent person, which is Gabriella. Who's here today. Gabby has been with the city almost as long as I have. I think I beat her by a couple months, but one of the most brilliant people that I've ever known in preservation. She's currently working on her master's degree. Well, Gabby, you talk for yourself. I'm not going to talk
Thanks,
for you.
Thanks. I feel like I'm at like a award show or something. And I'm just like getting my entrance speech. But yeah, I'm like Nick was starting to say, I'm working on my master's in preservation studies at BU right now. And I have my undergraduate degree in history from Suffolk. And yeah, I've been working with the Landmarks Commission for little over 4 years now, and I am also a planner for the South End, and actually a lot, I guess a variety of districts since we're doing some reorganization, but I was previously doing the South End, Fort Point Channel, and Mission Hill Triangle. And now I will remain on the South End, working in the South End and the newly formed Highland Park District in Roxbury and St. Botolphin and Bay State Road as well. So I am very excited to come to a new commission. I was reading through the guidelines today and yeah.
Welcome, Gabby.
Thank you.
So you're in capable hands, and I'm confident that Gabby will be able to pick up where I left off. I'm not leaving the city. I'm not leaving the department. I'll still be in touch with the community groups in St. Botolph to work on outreach and to make sure that everybody understands what we do and how we can help them. And then, of course, I'll be working with all of you for our commissioner trainings once we ever get that up and running and everything like that. And then working on your appointment. So, if you ever need me, if Gabby's not around, you're certainly welcome to reach out to me and, I'll help you as best as I can. And I did break the news to Susan and Dickens, so she already knows because I don't want her crying, so we took care of that as well.
That's good.
And we're still gonna have doggy play dates, so if any of you were worried about that, it's still happening.
Okay.
So Nick, congrats on the move, Gabby.
Yeah,
working with you.
Congratulations.
Thanks, folks. All right,
Nick, it's been a pleasure.
And yes. I didn't really think that I would get any sentimental feelings, but today when I called Susan, I was kind of talking to her, and I certainly will miss all of you guys working with you on a monthly basis. But again, not leaving the department, preservation and planning, urban planning is my, lifeblood. So we're not going anywhere, and Boston's home. So we'll make it work.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
On behalf of the SBNA, thanks for all you've done. And Gabriella, we look forward to working with you.
Great. And Joan, I'll connect you two so that you have each other's contact info.
Okay.
So we'll, yeah.
Okay.
So, all right. Okay. So with that, I guess we just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Seconded.
All in favor? Aye.
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 All right.
Motion carries.
Thanks, folks. Thanks for coming by.
Have a great picture. Ready?
I sent you the picture.
I gotta see it. Wait, I gotta see it. Wow. This is awesome.
They had the hair. Oh, it was so much fun. It was so much fun.
That's great. Okay. I love that. I'm gonna look for that movie.
Sharing.
I'm gonna jump you guys. All right. Good luck, Nick.
Later. Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.